Talk with Tyler Norvell, the Oklahoma Youth Expo 2016 edition of OYE is upon us now. Literally, you've got animals starting to come in tomorrow as we speak. This is going to be another great year.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it, but we broke the entries record, the number of students record again, 17,000 entries, 7,100 kids. You know, with the economy slowing down and coming off our 100-year anniversary, I thought there's no way it'll be up, and it was. Which goes to show that people really believe in the program, not only OYE, but the livestock program as a whole. I mean, it's as good a program as there is to train kids about life and careers and skills that they need. There's really no other area the kids get that much hands-on experience. So it makes you feel good, and it makes you want to put on a great event for those people.
Now, the show this year, 101st anniversary of OYE and its predecessors, and literally, again, you're going to have kids from all across the state.
Yeah, we'll have at least one kid from every Oklahoma county, and I think probably at least five kids from every Oklahoma county participate in the Oklahoma Youth Expo, which is the only event that the Oklahoma City Chamber knows of where there is for sure one person from every Oklahoma county in Oklahoma City, and especially at that magnitude, you know, where you're looking at 50,000 people possibly having a $25 million economic impact. So I really feel like the relationship with the State Fair and Oklahoma City and the OYE and that community is as strong as it's ever been. They appreciate us. They understand what we do for Oklahoma City during that time period.
First weekend, primarily, you got breeding animals coming in and being shown in the first half, and then the second half is all about market animals.
That's right. We'll start moving in breeding gilts, and honestly, that's our show that grows the most every year. The breeding gilt show has got enormous. We had 4,800 entries. Last year, we had 4,300. You know, it's just gotten so big because of the production gilt sale we have at the end. You know, where last year, we sold 110 gilts, and grossed over $500,000 for those kids, which is awesome. There's no sale or show that does that in the country. But so we got a lot of breeding gilts moving in this first weekend, as well as the does and the heifers. And then we'll transition next week, starting on Tuesday, March 15th, and start showing the bears for 3 days, and then the market lambs, market goats, and the steers.
Now, the young people that are involved, they literally work multiple months to be getting these animals ready. I mean, there's quite a bit of a lead up to this show itself as far as the nomination process and all the things they have to do to be qualified.
Yeah, some of the kids that show steers already have bought their prospect steers for next year's 2017 show at the house. I mean, if you have a calf, you're doing it year-round, nonstop. The goat and sheep kids will be buying their projects later this spring and in the summer. And the hog kids, they won't buy their projects until the fall because their projects haven't even been born yet, you know, that they'll use next year at OYE. But, yeah, every kid that's here has at least had that animal in their place since October to nominate and to be involved. So it's not a short process. It's a long process and a lot of work.
One of the things that we've seen develop quite a bit, first under Justin and now with your leadership, we're continuing to see more and more dollars available for scholarships.
Absolutely. A lot of businesses want to give scholarships. That's where they want to help those students. And the scholarship program at OYE was started when Mr. Funk, our chairman, said, the only reason I went to college back whenever it was is because we had a scholarship. Somebody gave me a scholarship, and I want to get kids into school and going to college. Mm-hmm. You know, so we've continued to grow that. Another focus is we want to require those students to go to college in Oklahoma. And that's not to be short-sighted or not give them as many opportunities, but the people of Oklahoma are investing in them, and we want to pay for their education here so they'll spend the rest of their life here because we've lost a lot of great kids to other states, but we want to keep them here. They're our best asset, human capital. So I think that's two reasons why the scholarship has grown. One, because businesses want to put their money there, and two, businesses want to put their money there when the kids are staying here and they can potentially hire them someday.
The scholarship program includes your all-state competition where you actually have kids that are going through a process of competing through an application, and then they're ranked, and those are a lot of the scholarships that you give. I know, especially on that night where we drive the champions.
Yes, we'll have 200 plus students apply for the scholarships. The application, and those are seniors only that can apply for the academic scholarships. We'll weed them down to about 30 and interview them. The top eight students we name are All-State, OYE Academic All-State. No different than they've got an All-State basketball team and football team. I mean, why shouldn't we recognize the best agriculture has to offer? No different than we do in basketball and football because I love sports, but we're preparing these kids to be productive citizens and go out and have a good career much more than sports are. So Justin Whitefield had the vision to say, hey, we need to do an All-State program. And all those All-State kids, all eight, get $5,000 scholarships. And then we'll award another 40 to students across the state with a minimum of $1,000 for those scholarships. And, of course, we do have the breeding scholarships, which are based on how they do in the breeding shows. If you have a champion heifer, you're going to get a couple $1,000 scholarship or a $1,500 scholarship. So, you know, young kids can win them too, but we focus on the academic scholarships, and those are only open to kids who participate in OYE and who are seniors.
Everybody's pretty aware, you know, what's kind of shape our economies in right now. We hear what's going on at the state capitol. We hear what's going on, you know, obviously in the oil industry. How's that impacted OYE?
Oh, it's impacted us a little bit. You know, we've lost a sponsor here or there, and it's hard to, I mean, it's easy to understand why they're having to pull out. They're laying off 50%, 75% of their workforce. You can't expect them to be giving us money. These are real jobs and people's livelihoods. But what's amazing is we've really only had one, maybe two sponsors that fit that criteria. Everybody else is staying with us and being involved because they believe in the program. They've been longtime sponsors, and people continue to support us, and we do not take that for granted.
After the 100th anniversary last year, I know that you were starting to look a little bit down the road. What do you see? You know, obviously you're in the middle of trying to put the 101st on right now, but what's ahead for OYE?
Yeah, we've got a plan. We got to develop a plan with the Oklahoma economy. There's going to be ups and downs because agriculture goes up and down, oil goes up and down. They're both very volatile. Someday I would hope that we could endow the show, that it could go on forever. Mr. Bob Funk, our chairman, and Mr. Jimmy Harrell have been so instrumental in making it what it is today and just giving millions and millions of their own dollars. And thanks so much to both of them, but they're not going to be here forever to see this show go on. And we have to come up with a vision, and we're in the process of developing that vision, and hopefully could have some big announcements down the road about what we plan to do with the OYE and how to make its legacy live on forever. Because we want to guarantee there is always an opportunity for young people to come to Oklahoma City the third week of March every year and exhibit their livestock and have the opportunity to be awarded for that. And as I've said many a times, agriculture doesn't only need the OYE. Our state needs the OYE because I truly believe we are turning out the best kids this state has to offer, and we've got to continue to do that. And I think the people that have made OYE what it is today understand that, and they want to set it up to succeed for the next 100 years.